This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Christina. I would like to tell you a story. This is about two dreams that I had that actually came true. I will not use real people's names or the people involved. I will not use their real names. So this is what happened. When I was a kid, I was about 9 years old, and I had two friends, and one of them, I would say, her name's Caitlin, and she was about maybe 2 years younger than I was, and she had an older sister who was just a year older than me, and let's just say her name is Jane, and what happened was, I kept having a dream that my friend Caitlin was killed. I kept dreaming it. Okay, I'll explain. You see, my grandpa actually made a swing set for me, and there was a tree in the backyard, and then there was a long beam that connect to it, and then there was two other beams on the side, so it kind of looked like an A, and then of course the beam on the top, and it was made out of wood, my grandpa made it for me, and he thought it would be nice to have. So, like I said, every night I kept dreaming that I was pushing my friend Caitlin, and her sister Jane was in front of her, and she was I don't know how many inches away from her, but I mean, you know, Caitlin wasn't gonna hit her, but just, you know, she was just nearby, and I was pushing Caitlin, and I'm sorry, Caitlin was on the swing, sorry, that's what I meant to say. Jane was across from her, and I was pushing Caitlin, and in every dream I was pushing her, and I didn't hear the beam make a noise. And as she was going underneath the beam broke into a piece, broke in the middle, and fell on top of her and killed her. And I kept having the same dream over and over again. Until one of my dreams, I actually saw the whole, for some reason this dream changed slightly, where I was still pushing Caitlin, her sister was in front of her, and I heard a cracking noise, and I was wondering, what was that noise? And then I heard it again, and when I pushed Caitlin, she went underneath, just exactly where the beam was, and the beam fell right on top of her and killed her. And me and her sister just looked at each other, and which is weird because the first few dreams I had, I didn't hear the beam break. And so yeah, that was strange. So I kept having these dreams. And one afternoon, I couldn't remember the date. But see, usually when my mom babysit Caitlin and Jane, It was usually during the summer. Sorry, I should explain that. Well, what happened was, it was a nice day in the summer, and her mom was about to pick her up, and me, Caitlin, and Jane went outside. Caitlin wanted to be pushed on the swing. I said, fine. So I pushed Caitlin, and her sister was on the other side of the swing. And, you know, we were just being kids, you know, joking around with each other and stuff. And at first, there was no noise. And I kept pushing her. And then when Caitlin came towards me, I started hearing a cracking noise. And I thought to myself, oh my God, what is going on? And I pushed her, and then I heard the cracking noise again. And then when she came back, I'm like, and I kept telling Caitlin, I said, you know what, I think you should get off the swing. She kept saying, she kept insisting, I swear. No, everything's fine. I said, fine, okay. So I pushed her back and forth. And as she was going underneath the beam, I heard a cracking noise. And this one was very loud. She fell to the ground. I pushed her and she fell to the ground. I ran towards her, picked her up, and dragged her to the other side, and the beam fell, and I saved her life, and I cannot explain that. The second one was about my sister. And this was the summer of 2008. I was living in an apartment with my ex-husband and my son. And every night I kept having a dream about my sister getting into a car accident. And the strangest thing was I was seeing it through her eyes, as if I was there. And it was weird because she lived in California. And what I saw was my dream. I was in her car, but I wasn't me. I was my sister. And I sensed that, you know, it was weird, I know. It was almost as if I had to experience what she had to see in order to know how to stop her from getting the car accident. And so I was at a stoplight. It was four lanes, and it was a very busy intersection. And she had the right of way to turn. So as she was turning, the guy who was on the opposite side was supposed to stop, had a red light, and he didn't stop, and he hit the passenger side, and her car swerved, and it stopped suddenly. And I remember seeing some guy running towards me, asking if I was okay, and then he walked to the other side, to the driver's side, and then I woke up, and I just kept having that same dream over and over again. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should tell her or not, because I wasn't sure how she was going to react, you know? As I was debating about what to do. My sister actually came to visit me and was very hesitant to tell her the truth. But I eventually told her what was going to happen. And I told her, I said, swerve the other way. And he will miss you. And she panicked. Like, what are you talking about? And I said, in my dream, I saw through your eyes that you had a car accident, but the guy killed you. I said, this is what you need to do. You need to swerve the other way so he wouldn't miss you. And my sister was just really, really panicked about it. And thank God she just went with it and trusted me. And so when she went back home, sure enough, not too long after I told her, she went back home. She got into a really bad car accident. The guy missed her. Thank God the guy missed her, but she still, she had to swerve. She swerved the other way as I asked her to. And the guy nearly killed her. But she was safe. And she told me exactly what happened and told me, oh my God, how did you know? And I said, I just had a dream and I just was very hesitant to tell you because I didn't know what would you say. And she thanked me and that's what happened.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.